Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Late Show. Folks, my guest tonight is an actor you know from Parks and Recreation, Legion, and The Happiest Season. She's now written her first book, The Legend of the Christmas Witch. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Aubrey Plaza. Hi, Aubrey.
Hello, Stephen.
That's a delightful outfit you have on there.
Thank you very much.
Now, do I have it here?
What?
This is related to the legend of the Christmas witch.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Tonight, I am honoring the Christmas witch. I feel her coursing through my veins. I can feel her.
Now, I was raised a Roman Catholic, and I am not that familiar with the Christmas witch.
Well,
tell me what the book is about, Aubrey.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The Christmas witch has always been around. She is Santa Claus's long-lost twin sister. She ended up on the South Pole. A nice Danish family called the Kringles took Santa Claus when they were babies. We all know what happened to him. He got very popular. But the Christmas witch was shafted. She ended up on the South Pole. She has penguins instead of reindeer. And she's just trying to find her brother. She's a misunderstood character. And her story needs to be told. And I'm here to tell it! People need to know!
You dedicate this book.
Yes.
You dedicate this book to... For my mom, a brave witch indeed.
Yes.
Did she inspire your love of, I assume, of witches?
Definitely, absolutely. My mother is a witch from Delaware. I don't know if she'd like me to call her that, but Delaware is a witchy place.
Is it?
You know? Oh, yeah. There's lots of forests. There's a road called Devil's Road. My mom used to pack us all up in the van and drive us there to scare us sometimes when she got bored. So it's things like this that she did that made me who I am today.
And where did the story of the, how'd you come up with the story of the witch?
Yes, I understand. So one night
I understand my question,
yes.
That I want to know
yes.
Anything about the book. You
Yeah. You want to know where it came from. I got you. So one night I was sleeping and I had a dream. And the Christmas witch appeared to me, whispering in my ear, some kind of melatonin-induced hallucination. And she said, be me, tell my story. And I shot up out of bed and I decided this Christmas I'm gonna dress up like a witch and I'm gonna go to people's houses and I'm gonna throw presents at children. I'm gonna scare them, but I'm also gonna give them presents at the same time and see what happens.
I feel like she's repossessing you as you tell this story.
And I would go to the woods and go into the bushes. And I would...
Aubrey, come back. Come back, Aubrey.
So, that was a big one. So anyway, a couple Christmases ago, I started this tradition.
Did you really dress up
yes,
as a witch
yes,
and throw
yes,
parent,
I did.
Presents at children?
The character came to me because of, look, I love Halloween. I love dressing up like a witch on Halloween. And I get sad on November 1st every year because I can't walk down the street and cackle at the top of my lungs anymore. And so I decided I'm going to do it for Christmas this year. And I'm going to throw presents at children and try to scare them at the same time. And I think they'll like it. Mixed signals are thrilling. Yes.
We do have to take a little bit of a break here.
I'll do whatever you want.
But when we come back, Aubrey is going to spill the tea on her co-stars. Stick around.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
We're back with the author of The Legend of the Christmas Witch, Aubrey Plaza. Now, I want to ask you about this, which I'm a little bit jealous of. You got to work with the beautiful and talented Mr. Michael Caine, the legend, on the movie Bestsellers. Sure. Nice lead. Nice prompt.
I love him.
What was that experience like to work with this man?
Well, speaking as Aubrey, it was the best. Michael Caine is the best. He's the absolute best.
Did he tell you? Because he's an honest to God, like, tell you stories about the old days.
Oh, yeah. He loves telling stories. He's like a child. Like, he's been around forever. He's seen it all, but he still has this, like, curiosity and love for being on set. He knows everybody's name. He's so respectful and sweet. He tells stories every day. He was an absolute delight.
And a tremendous actor. It must have been like an acting program you're in with him.
Oh yes, he taught me a lot.
Okay.
It was like a road trip comedy, so we were stuck in a car together for a while. And he would do stuff like, he'd be like, now, when I'm gonna do my close up, this is a very bad impression, but I'm gonna do it so far. When I do my close up, watch what I do. I'm gonna save this eye for the camera and this eye for you. And I think you should do the same.
How do you do that? You're not a chameleon.
I know.
And how I'd do you be like, point your eyes in different
Michael,
directions.
Michael, I'm not doing that. I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, I've got 2 Academy Awards, and you should listen to what I'm saying. He's like, now watch me, darling. This eye for the camera, this eye for you. So he taught me that when the camera's here, so if we were in a movie right now and the camera's here, and you were Michael Caine, you would say that eye for the camera and this eye for me. So can you try?
How do you do that?
You're a
terrible
actor.
I think only geckos can do that. Do it to me. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Camera's here.
Yeah.
One eye for the camera, one eye for me.
Yeah. I want a divorce.
You can have one.
Okay. So, yeah. So I can't stop doing it. But when we did it, I didn't understand it, but then I swear to God, it really does work. It's like, he's a very technical actor, and sometimes when we'd be in the car, he'd be like, I don't see the bloody camera everywhere. And I'd be like, Michael, you don't need to see that we're driving in a car. Just look ahead and say the lines. He'd be like, where's the camera? Like, he just really loves to play to the lens.
One thing I found out, Michael Caine said after this movie, he said, that will be his last movie, the movie he did with you. Aubrey Plaza...
Yeah.
Did you break Michael Caine? Was there any of this action on set, is what I'm asking.
Look, I don't know, I blacked out. But once you experience the best, you gotta wrap it up. You know what I mean?
Why about you? Will you do other movies, or is Michael Caine your last movie, too?
I'm done, I retired. Me and Michael are going out together. I do what he does now.
You're gonna fight crime.
Yeah. We'll fight everybody. We'll take everyone down.
Now, last time you were here, which was on Zoom.
I've not
seen you for years in person.
Yeah, a lot's happened in the pandemic, huh?
Yeah.
I dress like this now.
Like, Last time we were here, you talked about doing, we did a segment called Tea at the Plaza.
Oh, yeah.
Where Aubrey Plaza spills the tea on her co-stars. Oh. And I was wondering whether you would do that for us again here tonight.
Oh.
All right. Would you like a cup of tea before you spill the tea?
What kind of tea is it?
I haven't the slightest idea.
It's dandelion tea.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I requested it.
So you were playing me just now.
Christmas witch only drinks dandelion tea with her mother Lutzelfrau in the woods. You'll see that.
Do you take a spot of cream?
The book. Sorry,
do you take any cream right now?
No.
Okay.
You smell the dandelions.
That is like drinking grass. Thank you. That is just someone mowed a lawn and put
that
it in a pot. There you go. Excellent, excellent
earthy.
Choice. Excellent choice. Do you want a saucer? Do you want a saucer there?
Yes,
there you
darling.
Go. Okay, I will give you the name of a co-star.
Oh, God.
You spill the tea.
All right.
No pressure. Spill the tea on Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. He is a naughty boy. He likes to stick his toes in electrical outlets.
Spill the tea on Kristen Stewart.
Kristen Stewart smells like cinnamon and gasoline. And I heard that she secretly wants me to officiate her wedding, but she's too afraid to ask.
I can't imagine why. Molly Shannon?
Okay, Molly Shannon is one of the most legendary living con artists alive today. And this is not a joke. I'm serious.
So far, I can tell.
Molly Shannon conned her way into Hollywood, and she knows what I'm talking about. Because I just read her autobiography, and it is juicy, and it is good, and it's coming out in April. I'm going to promote her book. I don't give a Her book, her
Does she
book
really
is so
have
good.
A memoir coming out in April?
Yes, and it's called Hello, Molly. And it's coming out.
Really?
I'm telling you, it's so good. I cried. I laughed. It's brilliant. Everybody should get it after they get the other one.
Your book.
Yeah.
The Christmas Witch.
Yeah.
The other
really.
One. Well, all of that was scandalous.
I know.
That's a scandalous revelation, Molly.
I know.
I mean, not Molly.
No, I am Molly.
You got me thinking about Molly Shannon. I'm only thinking about Molly Shannon now.
I wish I was Molly. And I
Spill
wish
the
I wrote
tea on
book.
Aubrey Plaza. What do we not know about Aubrey Plaza?
Oh, Aubrey Plaza's boring. She doesn't do anything interesting. She, What?
Nothing.
What am I supposed to say?
I don't know.
She can play the saxophone, okay?
You can play the... She can play the saxophone? Can you really play the saxophone?
Yeah, me, Bill Clinton.
Who plays the saxophone better, you or Bill Clinton?
Definitely Bill.
How long did you play?
Just since I was a little kid.
And how long did you play?
Like long.
Like long?
Like at
can
one time?
Can you be any more specific? No, not one individual song.
Oh.
How old were you when you started playing?
I don't know, probably like, you know, fifth grade or something.
Okay.
You know, I was just in the band or whatever.
And then have you kept it up?
Yeah, I try, but it's a hard instrument to whip out and practice because it really annoys other people.
Unless you practice, and then it's quite delightful.
Yeah, I practice in the woods sometimes. That's where I get my real work done.
Aubrey.
Thank you.
The Legend of the Christmas Witch is available November 16th. Aubrey Plaza, everybody. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.